proclamation number 1542 dated the July 28, 1940. Fatherly words. Return to the Father's house. Become as little children so that you will be able to enter into my kingdom. Trustingly hand yourselves over to your Father in heaven and let him take care, and his love will make your path across earth easier. This is why the admonition goes out to all of you to bear me in mind wherever you go, for only if you call upon me can I help you such that you will recognize my help and only then can I remove your worries. The path you had to travel was long and, with your life on earth, it shall now come to an end. If you want to be totally united with me at the end of the path, you must already yearn for my presence before the end. You must long for the Father like children. You must desire my nearness with all your heart, and it must be your innermost requirement to communicate with me in spirit and in truth. Never believe that I am out of reach for even one of my earthly children. You must always and in all places be aware of my loving care with solid trust, and therefore come to me with every request so that I can grant you my fatherly love and guard and care for you like underage babes. For you are in truth my children whom I long for. I yearn for your return into the Father's house. I do not let anything fall which comes from me and bears my spirit within itself. I live and suffer with you, and I long for your release. And if you thus bring me your heart, you will entitle me to take the shackle off you, for you will be offering your will to me, and that will signify release from the control of the one who is to blame for your apostasy from me. And the moment of liberation from his power is the moment of unity with me. For I draw every child to my heart which voluntarily detaches itself from this power, which longs for me and acknowledges me as its God and Father, so that it will forever remain close to me. A murmuring is going around the world. My love is seeking to attract all beings. It knows the willing earthly children and draws them to itself. For I instruct my messengers to impart strength to those of good will, and this flow of strength enlivens them. In a manner of speaking, it releases the earthbound beings and enables them to hear the gentle voice which is the expression of my love for them and which sounds wherever the heart wants to perceive the voice and thus wants to let itself be permeated by my love. I continuously consider my own. I will not let the spring run dry as long as they desire it. I will never ever disappoint my earthly children's faithful trust by leaving them without assistance if they require it and call upon me for help. And anyone who desires my love will feel it in his heart, for I will be with him and work in him and through him. For this is my gift, that I permeate those with strength who wholeheartedly turn to me, so that they will already feel the bliss of unity with me in earthly life and strive for nothing else but the fulfillment of their most ardent yearning of being forever united with me. Amen.